The 5 a.m. Club has become this massive cultural phenomenon, with millions trying to transform their lives by waking before dawn. But here's what's fascinating. Research shows only 1 in 10 people who attempt this routine stick with it long term.
That's such a striking statistic. What made you dive deeper into investigating this trend?
Well, I started looking into it because Harvard researchers found early risers were significantly better at problem solving and showed higher levels of proactivity. But here's the catch. They never proved whether waking up early made people more successful or if successful people just happened to wake up early.
That's an important distinction. What does the science actually tell us about these early morning hours?
The research on circadian rhythms is pretty fascinating. Our bodies can adapt to earlier wake times, but it requires consistent sleep patterns and adequate rest. Studies show that forcing an early wake time without adjusting bedtime leads to a 30% decrease in cognitive performance.
You know what's interesting? Nobody really talks about that cognitive decline aspect when they're promoting these early morning routines.
Exactly right. And here's something even more surprising. A study of over 1,000 professionals found that self-described night owls actually scored higher on intelligence tests compared to early risers. But society keeps pushing this narrative that early rising equals success.
That challenges everything we've been told about productivity. How did you test this yourself?
I committed to 2 weeks of 5 a.m. wake-ups, and let me tell you, those first few days were rough. But what really struck me wasn't the early rising itself. It was how it completely reorganized my entire life. I had to start going to bed at 9:30 p.m., which meant missing out on evening activities, social events, even family dinners.
So essentially, you're trading one form of productive time for another?
Precisely. And here's what the productivity gurus don't mention. Research shows that our peak performance hours are highly individualized. About 15% of people are natural early birds, 15% are night owls, and the rest fall somewhere in between.
Well, that certainly puts things in perspective. Did you find any benefits to those early morning hours?
Oh, definitely. The quiet and lack of distractions were incredible for deep work. Studies show we have 75% fewer interruptions before 8 a.m. But, and this is crucial, I could have achieved the same effect by working during my natural peak hours, whenever they happen to be.
That makes me wonder about all these successful people who swear by their early morning routines. Are they succeeding because of when they wake up, or in spite of it?
You know, that's such an important question. When researchers looked at Fortune 500 CEOs, they found no correlation between wake-up time and company performance. What they did find was a strong link between having a consistent routine, regardless of when it happened.
That's fascinating. So what would you say is the real lesson here?
The data suggests that the magic isn't in the 5 a.m. wake-up. It's in finding your personal peak performance window. Studies show that working during your body's natural high-energy periods can increase productivity by up to 40%.
Sounds like we need to focus less on copying someone else's routine and more on understanding our own rhythms.
Exactly. And here's something really interesting. Research on habit formation shows that gradual changes are 80% more likely to stick than dramatic ones. So rather than jumping straight to 5 a.m., people might have better success adjusting their wake time by 15-minute increments.
That's such practical advice. Any final thoughts on the 5 a.m. club phenomenon?
Well, the science is clear. There's no one-size-fits-all solution for productivity. The key is finding your personal sweet spot, where biological rhythm, lifestyle, and goals align. Because at the end of the day, it's not about when you wake up. It's about how effectively you use your conscious hours.
Now, that's something worth waking up for. At whatever time works best for you.
Exactly right. And maybe that's the real breakthrough here. Instead of the 5 a.m. club, we need what I call the peak performance club, where the only membership requirement is knowing and honoring your own optimal rhythm.
Hi, I'm Dick Matthews. That's Matthews with one T, spelled M-A-T-H-E-W-S. Thanks for tuning in. If you'd like to explore more, I've got three websites I'd love for you to visit. DickMatthews.com, That's DICKMATHEWS.com, where you'll find my books and audio projects. GetOffTheWagon.com, all one word, for self-improvement ideas, tools, and tips. And AdroitStore.com, that's ADROITStore.com, for my latest digital products. I appreciate you listening, and I hope to connect with you again soon.